The Tiangong 2 space lab, though adopting the structure of Tiangong 1 without too many changes in appearance, has been designed to function much stronger than its predecessor. Zhu Zongpeng, chief designer of the lab, says they focused on a variety of factors to make it more habitable.
While designing Tiangong 2, we concentrated on habitability in aspects like astronauts' daily needs, acoustical and visual environment, as well as decoration inside the cabin and noise reduction. We also added some facilities to make their lives more convenient.
Scientists have also added some new furniture inside the Tiangong 2 space lab. For example, astronauts can easily assemble a platform in the space lab, enabling them to dine in a wide place instead of the orbital cabin of the spacecraft. Zhu says it is an extensive multifunctional platform where astronauts can ride, eat, or even conduct experiments. Bai Linho, chief director of Space Lab System, said with a laptop on the platform, astronauts can not only do some research work, but also take part in recreation activities.
Inside the relaying area, astronauts can watch live telecasts and movies in real time. For example, if they want to watch football matches or news, we can upload the program in real time.
Astronauts can also do physical exercises with the usual equipment, including a bicycle or treadmill, and they'll also wear a special uniform to avoid muscle atrophy. The health will be monitored by doctors. Earlier on Sunday, Beijing Aerospace Control Center adjusted the space lab for the last time to repair its docking with the Shenzhou 11 manned spacecraft, which was successfully launched on Monday. Chen Xianfeng, a director at the control center, said more preparations were also made so that the astronauts can live and work under safe conditions.
We have conducted relevant tests of the pressure, temperature, and toxic gas in Tiangong 2. By doing so, the astronauts will have normal working and living conditions after they get inside it. After testing, we have identified there is no toxic gas. We have ensured that Tiangong 2 is fully operational, ready to dock with Shenzhou 11.
Scientists also say that some future additions will be made to the space lab, including recycling technologies which might be used on life support system. The two astronauts of the Shenzhou 11 manned space mission, Jin Haipeng and Chen Dong, will stay in the Tiangong 2 space lab for 30 days. This will be the longest mission ever for the Chinese space program. The space lab was launched on September the 15th and has since been in orbit for over a month. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.